This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 87 for property ID 144961048. This property is owned by Geraldine Brasket. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included four comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 88 for property ID 144961050. The property is owned by Geraldine Brasket. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the appellant or the assessor. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included three comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The property before us involves petition number 89 for property ID 227417000. The property is owned by Geraldine Brasket. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor and no one present for the appellant. No detailed quantitative information was provided by the appellant for board review, and the assessor's evidence included four comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for the property before us. This hearing involves petition number 94 for property ID 209722000. This property is owned by Barbara Curry. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office, but we do have Barbara here for the appellant. I know we can't see you, but if you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has a presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
All right.
So go ahead. Tell us whatever you want to.
Am I on now to talk?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm going to say this house is 30 years old, one of the first houses built up here. I'm 90 years old. There have been no additions to this property at all. It's still the same as it was 30 years ago. And I've kept some track of how the assessments have gone up. 2018-2019, it went up 11%. The next year, it went up 3%. The next year, it went up 8%. The next year, it went up 11%. The next year it went up 15%, the next year it went up 11%, and this year, if you increase me, it's another 3%. In addition, at one point we had a slide here, and I had a private appraiser, and I sent this information in to you people, and it said, the subject property apparently has had some problems with the sand mound, pardon me?
No, we haven't said anything.
Do you want me to stop?
No, go ahead.
Alright. The property has had problems with the septic system in the past, as well as a good deal of soil movement on the steep slope approximately 30 feet east of the house. Both of these areas are out of the area of expertise of this appraiser, and the cost to cure these items is yet to be determined. This cost, when determined, should be deducted from the appraisal amount. I did send in the appraisal to remedy this property, which meant bringing in boulders. It was like $25,000 to hold back the bank so my house doesn't slide down the hill. In addition, in looking at all the properties on Eagle Crest Drive, 10 out of 16 have had theirs reduced this year. And I'm feeling like I'm not being treated equitably. That's it. Are you still there?
Have you been in for an appeal before?
I've sent in documents before to the assessor's office protesting the increase on this property. I've sent in documents showing the cost to repair from the slide. And nothing has changed. Are you waiting for me to say any more?
No, I'm just looking at your information.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I have no more questions. Don, Lisa?
Pardon me? I can't hear you.
I'm just asking if the other board members have any questions.
I don't have any other questions.
She mentioned the sound mound septic system in 25,000 dollars. Was that to repair the septic system or just to hold the land so it doesn't slide again?
That was to hold the land back with boulders.
Okay.
and drain pipes.
Okay. All right. That's good. I don't have to have a question.
And if it even matters, I don't get any assistance from the government at all. I'm on my own dime.
You don't qualify for any of the deferrals or anything?
Nope, I don't get Social Security. I don't get anything. I save my money when I work, and that's what I'm living on right now.
Have you ever checked to see if you qualify for any of the reductions that the assessor's office offers?
Not according to your guideline that I'd have to have my taxes be a certain amount.
Okay. I don't have any further questions.
I'm good. I don't have any other questions.
Yep.
So are you done with me?
Yep. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
All right. Thank you. I hope you help me out here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Close the hearing.
Close the hearing.
All right. This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 93 for property ID 986026200, and the property is owned by Glenda and Michael Martin. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, and we do have Michael here for the appellant. If you could please raise your right hand now to be sworn in.
There we go.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, sir, I do.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as to the outcome, and you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So, unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Can I ask one quick question? Are we doing the 9:30?
Yes, this is 9:30.
Okay, so we skip the 9:15.
It's done. I mean, it's stipulated.
It's stipulated. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm with you.
Is everybody ready? Okay. Yes. Our premise is that because of the restrictions on our property, county imposed, that the value that the assessor comes up with is incorrect and way too high. And that's basically what we're placing this appeal on. So the things that lower the value of our property, and I will interject right here and say that this is a very unique piece of property. Even the assessor has admitted they cannot find another piece of property in the county that is burdened with these restrictions the way our property is. So there are extensive wetlands on the property, and I believe that I have submitted a map to y'all showing the extent of the restricted wetlands. That's restricted wetlands that are on the property. Class 3 and Class 4 restricted wetlands. Additionally, on top of the wetlands, there is a county-imposed, and you have this map as well, easement and community drainage system, so that all the surface water that comes off of our streets goes into a detention facility so that any oils and stuff like that don't go into our streams and lakes and rivers and everything, which is a good idea. Okay? That's a good idea to do that. Unfortunately, because of the R5 restrictions, there was no way to parcel out this thing the way it's done with many of the other developments in the county. If it was parceled out, then this piece of property would not meet the 5-acre minimum, which is the county standard. So this piece of property is burdened with a community stormwater facility that we have to maintain, and it has to be inspected once a year. The area of the property, due to all of these restrictions, the wetlands and the detention facility, is severely restricted thereby. And again, on this map, you can see that it is shown that the only area that can be used for development is basically about 2 acres. Everything else is restricted. And, of course, there's another thing that says no development allowed in another area that is not within a wetlands but is surrounded by the wetlands and the detention pond facility. So, out of 5 acres, basically 3 acres we can't use. Due to that, due to the extent of all that, particularly the wetlands that are next to the house, directly next to the house, we can't have a gravity septic system like everybody else has. We have to have an engineered septic system. And again, on the map, the house is over here. The leach field is way, way, way over there. And because it's an engineered septic system, it has to be inspected by the county every year at our expense. So my family's premise is that due to all of these restrictions that are on this piece of property, that the land value that the assessor has put on it is grossly overpriced. And we have presented this information to the assessor, and they refuse to accept it, even though every one of these things that I've shown you is either a county-provided on the county GIS website, or they're recorded documents, official surveys that are recorded, which the assessor, by law, at least I would hope in Washington State, is required to take into consideration when they evaluate a piece of property. This assessor apparently refuses to do so, and they are assessing our 5 acres as if we've got prime rangeland and that we can use it and we can do. And our premise is that no, we don't have anything like that. And we only have a very small amount of area that we can use. Additionally, the property has a big slope from here to here. Is approximately 50 feet drop, a 50-foot drop, which also causes a lot of problems with that detention facility because along this easement, there's two caissons that collect sediment and everything before it goes down to here. The last caisson sits here, and between the caisson and the catch basin, there's a drop of about 45 feet. The water coming down from here to the catch basin completely shoots across the catch basin and is eroding the downstream side of the roadway or whatever it is that goes down to the detention pond. And we have to fix that as well, at our expense. So again, the property is severely overvalued. You might ask me, well, how did I come up with all this stuff? I have access to an application called AutoCAD, and using the various maps and the bearings and distances that are included with these official surveys, I'm able to parcel out all these little different sections and come up with square footage and acreage of what we can use and what we can't use. And that's, if you're wondering where I got all these figures, that's where it came from. And as you can see on the map that I've submitted, approximately 3.8 acres of our 5 are restricted. So we're appealing to the board to help get some help in this, that why should we be assessed at basically the same rate as people who have full use of their property? And we're asking for the board to see what's going on and to lower the assessed value of our property down to what we think it is, which would be right around $100,000, maybe less. If we take the assessor's amount that they're assessing it at, $256,300 and some dollars, and we divide that by five, we come up with each acre of the property, according to the assessor, is worth about $51,200. And using my calculations, that we only have 1.19 acres that's actually usable, my calculation is the 51,269 times 1.19 means that our property should only be assessed at about $61,000. If you want to go and say, okay, well, we got 2 acres, blah, 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 then it would be $102,000. Based on things, we're going to say it's between $61,000 and $100,000. Because, sorry.
No, I'm just wondering what the value was last year. Do you have your last property?
Yes, I have.
On the whole thing, the break down the land, the house. Okay, there we go.
I didn't bring that with me, but it is...
No, that's okay. She's got it up on the screen.
Right.
Did you enlarge that a little bit?
Maybe.
Now, additionally, where this comes in is that because of all these restrictions, one would logically say that the value of the house is probably not what the assessor is assessing it at either. So think if I went to sell this piece of property and we put rural 5 acres, beautiful land, remote, well-maintained house, and somebody comes in and looks at it and they go, are you trying to tell me you're selling me 5 acres of property and I can only use 2 of them? What are you trying to pull on me? So we probably would not get anywhere near what the assessor thinks this property is worth if we went to sell it.
Have you appealed to us before?
Yes, ma'am, 3 times.
3 times in a row, or has it been a while?
In 2019, we appealed to you, and you agreed with us and lowered the value, and the assessor turned right around and jacked it right back up again. And then we appealed to you again in 2022, and you agreed with us, and the property value was lowered down. And then right after that, here comes the assessor, and they jacked it right back up again.
That must be when we lowered it to 198,474.
I'm sorry? My hearing's kind of shot, ma'am. I'm
okay. I said, that must be when we lowered the land value to 198,474. That's what you wrote in your notes to us.
I believe so. I didn't bring that documentation with me, but...
When you appeal again, it really helps us if you include our last decision.
Okay, well, I think you have it. In 2022, we petitioned the assessor's office to reduce our land value because of all these things we presented. As a result, our petition, the land value was adjusted downwards from $279,882 to $198,474 for the 2022 assessment year. And then right after that, the assessor turned right around, and for the 2023, they've jacked it back up to $256,384. And they keep jacking up the value of the house as well. And it's just every time we get an appraiser to understand what's going on, the assessor plays musical appraisers with us. So we had this young lady working with us, and now suddenly her name was Karen Reisenauer. And all of a sudden we get a notice that Karen is no longer available to us, and we now have somebody else assigned to us, apparently Mr. Andrew Hawks. So we got to start all over with this guy. And oh, there's one other thing. Maybe they're thinking, oh, there's trees all over your property. If you look at the timber value, well, we checked into that too. Somehow, somebody, the people that planted the trees were allowed to plant Douglas fir in swamplands. According to the state forestry department, Douglas fir does not grow very well at all in swamplands, wetlands. So we asked the Department of Natural Resources to come out and look at stuff. And they said the trees were all sick because the ground's too wet. So we said, okay, what can we do? Well, they said, see if you can get a timber company to come out and look at it and see what they told you. The timber company, we got two certified timber companies to come out and look at this quote unquote timber that's in the wetlands and restricted areas. And the first thing they says, your trees are all sick and they have no value. And then he said, and because they're in a wetlands, no timber company will touch it. Okay, well, that's understandable. You know, they're trying to protect the environment. They don't want to get the equipment in there and tear everything up. So there's no value in the timber either. The trees that are on the property, because they're all sick, and considering they for having been there a little over 30 years, most of them are about half the size they should be, and they have barely. I think the forestry department said that once your tree has less than one third of the crown, it's going to die, and most of these trees are dead all the way up almost to the one-third, 25% level. So we're appealing to the Board of Equalization to lower the assessed value of our 5 acres to at least $100,000 because of all the county restrictions that are on it. We can't use the property. It has no value. And because of that, the value of the house is lower. I mean, you say, okay, got a nice house here on 5 acres. Oh, wow. Oh, wait a minute. We can't use 3 of the 5 acres. And so the value of the house is technically lower because the value of the property, the property can't be used. So that's what we are appealing to the board for tax relief. You know, we're not coming in here and screaming and yelling. We're presenting you with actual documented facts from officially recorded documents that are on the county website. And I would like to compliment the IT department and the GIS department. They have done an absolutely incredible job on the GIS website of providing the maps and the information. They've done a super job. And one last thing. In the past, it has been said that the board does not have access to this information. Thanks to the IT department and the GIS section, everybody on the planet who has internet access and our address can access this information now. So you guys have at it. The only downside is none of us that own property have any privacy anymore, because they come in, they can find out everything about us. So,
let me ask it real quick. How much of it is wetland, and how much is it of the bioswale or the catch pot basin?
The wetlands, the first one that's right next to the house is 0.38 acres. The other one is 1.18 acres. The detention pond facility is 0.66 acres. And then there is the other part of the property that is restricted is 0.88 acres. And then you throw in the two county-mandated 50-foot setbacks for the front and the rear of the property, and you come to a total of 3.81 acres out of the five that are restricted from use.
I just want to make one comment, then I don't have any other questions. I think I've got enough. Just so you understand, I know all that information is out there for us to access, but we're only allowed to look at what you provide us. So every year when you appeal, don't pretend we already have anything or that we know it, because we see hundreds of appeals. So every year, just completely provide us with all the information all over again.
How many acres do you have?
According to the calculations, it's 5.01 acres.
And Dan, what I'm presenting, I sent to you from the assessor evidence, but it didn't come out clear. So this is how the assessor's office is valuing that. I use JPEGs for some reason.
Go to the extended one, or the other.
It
doesn't extend, does it?
No, it's terrible. That's why what I sent you is so bad, too. It won't let me do anything with it. I can't even zoom in on it. So, yeah.
There's not another column to the right?
No, the last column I've got is the market value on... They've got the portion of acres, so like the 0.66 he was talking about, which they value at zero, and it's got the value and how many acres total, which is the 501. They've got the same. And then the rate at which they're valuing it is this interloped rate column. Interpolated.
Well,
so.
That only adds up to 206,000.
Probably because maybe they're adding that to the home site value. I'm not exactly sure how they did it, but this is what he sent on that situation.
The assessor sent?
Yes. Yeah, it's the last page of your assessor evidence, but it didn't come out clear because the assessor didn't give us a good format for it.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
I don't have any questions on it.
No, I got it.
So.
Thank you. All right.
I hope you understand. So we're not coming in here and just ranting and raving, and making accusations. We're presenting factual evidence as to why we're appealing to the board. We're not trying to pull anything fast on anybody. These are facts. And I appreciate you giving us the time, giving me and my family the time to present what we believe should be the actual assessment of the property. And thank you.
Thank you.
If you have any other questions, please let me know.
Okay, thank you. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 15 minutes scheduled for this property. The hearing before us involves petition number 91 for property ID 35770698. And this property is owned by Dennis Metcalf and Kathleen Martin. Board members present today by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office, but we do have Dennis and Kathleen here for the appellant. If you can now please raise your right hands to be sworn in.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your property as of January 1st, 2024. Keep in mind, the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. You'll get a written response from this board as to the outcome within 30 days. And you have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. So unless you have questions on procedure, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal.
Okay. Well, now you have the document that I sent in a few months ago?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just talking from that last page where I lay out my case. So I just wanted to explain, you know, we live in Tidewater Cove condominiums, to condominium complex on the Columbia River. And I think if you look at all the recent sales, there's a wide variety of prices. And I think a lot of it can be explained by how good your view is of the Columbia River and Mount Hood and the three ponds that are in the complex. And of course, we're on the first floor, and the units that are on the second and third floor tend to be more expensive, quite a bit more expensive, because the views are better from the higher floors. And, you know, in fact, I point out that just recently we had sales of unit 7106, which is our next door neighbor, and 7305, which is on the third floor. And my understanding is those units are basically very similar in terms of square footage and layout and so on. And you can see that the 106 sold for $1.3 million and the 305 for $1.775 million. So that illustrates how important being on a higher floor is in terms of the price, the value of property. And kind of uniquely here in Building 7, on this side of Building 7, we don't see the three ponds from our condo. We look out at the river, and to our left we see an office building, but we don't have any view of the pond. And then in like the first three buildings, 1, 2, and 3, most of the units can have a view of Mount Hood. Even some of the first four units in those buildings have a view of Mount Hood. So of course we don't have one. So so that makes it pretty complicated, at least from my perspective, to figure out, you know, what the valuation is for our property. But luckily, the units on both sides of us, our next door neighbors, unit 7104 and unit 7106, sold recently. You know, I mostly focus on 106 because it just sold in last March. And I just, you know, in my evaluation here, I just assumed a uniform price per square foot. And so it sold for $1.3 million. And its square footage is, you know, about 10% more than ours. And so I don't know, you can see my calculation there. So I adjust for inflation, I assume 0.5% per month back to the 1/1/24 dates. And then I just calculate a price per square foot. I also did that for the condominium on the other side of us, unit 104. That comes out to $620 per square foot. And then to calculate the value for our property, I weighted the 106 higher than the 104 because it was a much more recent sale. And I think someplace in your instructions, it says to give more weight to the most recent sales. And so that calculation comes out to $1,175,686, which I believe is about what the property could sell for.
These two units are on the same level that you are, correct?
That's right. They're just, yes. The one in the 104 and 106 means first floor. So they're just our next door neighbors right here on the same floor as ours.
And they have the same view and everything that you have.
Well, they're very similar, yes.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Have you seen the comps that the assessor provided?
I didn't look closely at that.
Well, I just had a question.
I just don't think these two units have all of the characteristics of our condo, and the other ones really don't.
Well, I want to ask a question. Question about those. Are they on higher levels than yours? The one that sold for $1,895,000. I'm assuming that's not on the bottom floor.
No,
I don't see that one. What is the unit number?
It does. They don't put the unit number on here. They just put 5433 Southeast Scenic Lane. No unit number on any of them. But with
those
the price,
those are all different buildings too.
Yeah, and it looks to me that the very last one, their comp 3, sold for $1,118,000. It might be on the bottom floor, but the other two look to me like they've got to be on higher levels because one's $1,008,000 and one sold for $1,005,000. So I kind of didn't a lot of weight to those because they didn't seem like they were comparable.
Yeah. Well, that was my point.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't have any questions on it. Looking at it, I'm good for that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yep, so am I.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, great. You'll hear from us within 30 days.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 106 for property ID 145044000. The property is owned by Mitchell and Adrian Powers. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present from the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. The appellant's evidence included photos of the condition of the subject property. The appellant submitted three comparable sales. Property ID 98468036 sold for $430,000 in January 2023. Property ID 15705800002 sold for $435,000 in March 2023. And property ID 37301900 sold for $430,000 in June 2023. The assessor's evidence included six comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. The appellant disagreed with the appraiser's findings. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is the November 21st, 2024 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves petition number 95 for property ID 92002196. The property is owned by Peter and Linda Sellin. Board members present by video conference are John Marks, Lisa Bodner, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one here for the assessor's office and no one here for the appellant. The appellant's evidence included a bid by Koala T Exteriors to replace the roof for $50,900 as of July 2024. And the assessor's evidence included 5 comparable sales, a property information card, and a cover letter recommending no change to the assessed value. I will turn it over to Chairman Daniel Weaver.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on information available. Any questions?
No questions.
No questions.
Close the hearing.